the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com on KDDR The Tornado. I'm Ricky Klaverkamp reporting, filling in for Warren Abrahamson. Fire departments from three communities battled a fire Sunday at the former school in Nash, North Dakota, 8 miles north of Grafton. Fire departments from Grafton, Hoople, and St. Thomas responded to the fire reported at around 12:30 a.m. Firefighters were on the scene for more than 5 hours. The school has been closed for more than 10 years. The state fire marshal's office is investigating the cause. A Cass County judge has sentenced a man to 20 years in prison for the shooting of three men at a downtown Fargo bar in February of 2021. A jury found 44-year-old Brandon Grant guilty of all six counts against him, including attempted murder and aggravated assault in May this year. Court documents say video footage taken inside the Bismarck Tavern show a man approach Grant with a phone before that man punched Grant multiple times. The documents say a fight broke out and that Grant pulled out a handgun and shot three men while they were being escorted out of the bar. One person had wounds in each leg and one to his chest. Documents say another victim was hit in the face, twice in his leg, and once in his foot. The third victim was hit with one bullet through his arm and chest. And a $4.2 million project to install metal poles with reflective markers along two-lane highways across North Dakota has been put on hold because of worries about how the new posts affected farmers driving large equipment. The posts installed this summer will be removed as the Department of Transportation redesigns the project. State Senator Jane Myrtle of Edinburgh, who complained about the problems the posts were causing farmers, said the hard metal posts will likely be replaced with flexible ones. It wasn't immediately clear how the changes will affect the cost of the project that is being paid for with federal money. That's the latest in your news on KDDR The Tornado. I'm Ricky Klaverkamp reporting.